Hi, everybody. Well, today is Wednesday, and this is our Creation Lightship Healing Show. And the date today is the 30th of August, and the year is 2017. So let's clear the date for everybody. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There's something going on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Okay, that feels better. Feels like there's something going on with maybe past wars or something. Maybe you could Google that and let us know if there's something from the distant past that's recycling here. So let's clear your room out, clear yourself out, put you in peace energy, bring up the light beams. Here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Now you have peace energy with you. And if you have a situation going on in your life, we'll help you with that. So just think of that one situation, that one event. And you remember, you just get like mind pictures in a sense. And it'll be probably the strongest one that you're looking at. And we're going to release that from you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's bring our co-host on. So you're out there, Michelle? Ready to go?
I am. I'm here. Welcome, Ron. Thank you. And welcome, everyone, to the Wednesday night Creation Light Shift show, wherever you are in the entire world. And I know that we do have listeners all over the world, which is very cool. Some of them listen on archives. Some of them listen directly when the show is live. So thank you for joining us, everyone. If you'd like to send an email, you can either go on Fast Chat, which is anonymous, or you can send it to clsquestions@yahoo.com. If you need to send anything immediately straight to Ron, you can send that email to creationlightship@yahoo.com. So welcome, everyone. We have some really great questions in here. And the first one, Ron, I'm going to start with, it says this. When did the lightship arrive for this 2,000-year ascension opportunity?
I have no clue. But when it happens, it'll happen blink of an eye, and that will be it. So I can tell you that I should have been here in 2008 in February. So we're a little bit overdue, probably because, you know, mainly the people are not awakened enough yet to do the ascension. And there's probably, you know, since we have a lot of clones here, so maybe the timetable has shifted a little bit. So I can't tell you exactly when. Hopefully it will be very, very, very soon. You know what the word soon means. Soon it could be anything from a few minutes to maybe lifetimes. But anyway, I hope it's quick. So we have our special call this weekend. This is the placenta call. And we're also doing maybe an hour of pin release, or maybe even less than that of it. It's hard to say. But the placenta call is a foundational clearing. It's this thing is with you, the energy of your placenta. And it has a lot of energy when it was with you and, you know, your fetus. So this will help to release this energy from you to give you a lot more peace energy. And that's basically what the call is going to be about, releasing the trauma, the drama, the abandonment, the pain and everything else attached to you as the placenta was dying and is still connected to you. So you have this big burden and stuff attached to you that you don't really know anything about. So this is what we're going to be clearing this weekend, which will be on, the date will be 2nd of September, which is Saturday, and it starts at 1 o'clock Pacific, and the cost for that is $50. I'll be sending codes out tomorrow, so if you want to sign up for that, then just do that. Send me the receipt and then put placenta call in the subject box, and I'll send the codes over to you. So I should be doing that probably by tomorrow evening here. So we'll turn it back over to you again, Michelle. What do we have on the inbox?
Okay. Well, I was actually just going, reading over the information that was sent over for the Boa Center Healing. So that's great. I think you covered that pretty much. That's on Saturday. But actually, Ron, I think that they weren't wondering if you know when the ascension is going to happen, because we know that nobody knows. I think they were wondering when the ship came into our orbit, and I wonder if it just has anything to do with, like, did it come before you were born?
No, the light ship's out of time, and it's hard to talk about time when it's out of time. So, in a sense, it's everywhere and nowhere. As far as when it's, they're planning to do the ascension, we'll say, it all also depends on the whole universe of light, how ready the universe of light is. So there's also other situations happening. But I know that if it would have happened back then, there would probably be less than maybe 500 people ascending. Remember, you have to get your emotional body cleared out, and other energies that's attached to you in order to have your body leave here. And at that time, you know, most people didn't know about anything. They just thought about, you know, listening to other people who are stuck here in the mind matrix, telling you how ascension is and what to do about it. And they never had a clue of what it's actually about. But they were probably channeling something somewhere, something, and telling everybody what it's going to be about. Just like the Golden Age, you know, at the end of 2012, it was supposed to be the Golden Age of 2013 back then, and everything would be changed and everything else. And I remember going to the expos, and nobody really wanted to talk about what they talked about before in the year 2012 about how the Golden Age is coming. And they all were really hyped up about it, a lot of the presenters. And then when nothing happened, as far as they're concerned, nothing happened. But what happened was the clones got brought back here. Humans got abducted, and clones took their place. Ascension. And they're stuck in the darkness, and clones are here living their lives. And they could have been also clones, the people talking about the ascension, or what they were talking about, the Golden Age. And they still bring up stuff like that, but I don't see anything really golden around me or anything. And it's still very similar, but when you get into the new Earth energy, if you're able to hold that particular energy from the light ship, which is peace energy, and you've done enough clearings on yourself so you could actually walk in the now timeline, which is source energy, versus the alien-created holographic reality that you've been in your whole life, you can actually see the difference on it and feel the difference. So it's much more peaceful. Anyway, I'll just turn it back over to you, Michelle.
Oh, well, you know, if you want to go on, it's great. We like hearing you talk. So that's cool. Okay.
What I will do is I'll bring in the energy that Jesus had for ascension 2,000 years ago. So this is the energy that came to the planet instantly. So everybody sit back. Here we go. You may feel something. You may not. And what I always tell people is that if you don't feel that it's okay, nothing's wrong with you. Some people just are a little more sensitive than others. And normally you get your sensitivities as you start getting the densities taken off of you. And then you become a little more, we'll say, intuitive. But some people don't feel anything because their body isn't maybe ready to feel anything because of all the traumas of your ancestors. So you really can't judge yourself if you don't feel or sense something. But here we go. I'm going to count to 25. And at 25, from there, from 1 to 25, you're going to feel the energy shifting. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. And 1, 2, 3, 4, or five there. Right now, it's shifted completely. So you're now actually feeling the energy that was here 2,000 years ago at the ascension, say, moment in time in the now. So it'd be on the light shift time. It's kind of hard to talk about time because light shift doesn't have time, but this is the only way we can talk about it here. So we'll see how you're feeling, and we'll hold the energy throughout the show here. So you're going to feel the energy of ascension, even though you're still here. You're going to feel what it was like if it came upon the earth. And it's hard to say how long it was here then, because it just brought everybody into source energy. So the clock will still be ticking on the alien timeline. And I think they talked about 3 days of darkness, possibly, when that happened. It could have been an eclipse or something. But regardless, they sort of think that was tied in with the crucifixion of Jesus. So, but anyway, I won't get too much into that. But the energy right now is with you, and I'll make it a little stronger for you. So here we go. Stronger, 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 stronger. All right, Michelle, turn it back over to you.
Okay, great. So just to clarify, was that just the second it took to actually do the ascension, or was that here the whole time that Jesus was on the planet?
That was just the ascension energy.
Okay. All right. Thank you. It kind of feels like I'm floating in a bubble. I just feel like there's gel around or something. Always difficult to explain. But, okay, so we have a really nice testimonial, and it actually has several instances that they speak about, and so it has several parts. So stop me if you want to say anything, but I will just read this, and if you want to ingest, then go ahead. It says, I have been having knee pain, not bad, however, it is noticed when I'm doing my workout. So Saturday night, I requested my knee pain to be worked on the light shift. I noticed a difference during the night when I woke up here and there. Then when I got up on Sunday, I noticed a difference. I tried a couple of squats and it was gone. I am also noticing chills on my hips. I get a release, chill sensation, alternating from my left hip to my right hip, maybe 2 times a day. Okay, so that's one section. Then it goes on to say, when I started this in March, I had so many medical concerns that I made a list. I took that list and put it in my CLS notebook pocket. However, I turned it over so I wasn't looking at it all the time. I have to say now, when I have to think of something to heal for the light shift, I really have to think about it. Since March, I have focused on much of what was on the list and did some intensive work. It takes work, and I am working at this as much as possible.
That's
right. Hold on, just a second. Something's happening with my computer. Ron, did you want to just talk for a moment?
Okay, yeah. So as you do more and more clearings, you first start out with the emotional whole lifetime. And then as you start doing more, you begin to get more of your spirit energy back with you. Remember, your spirit is what's needed to be the conduit for your own personal healing. And then as you start doing more clearings to get rid of this dense energy off you, you start feeling better. And it's hard to say what clearing you really need to solve your problem, okay? So typically we have a lot of clearings on the website, and one could even be, you know, the self-empowerment one. There's a lot of issues there. But, you know, we have an archive on BBS, you know, with the dog bite, you know, years and years ago. And I think I went through maybe 20 different types of energies before we actually got down to the core, the problem that the person had with the dog bite. So it isn't always, you know, black and white when you do clearings, because you don't know what energetic body is holding the problem that you're dealing with. And like I do with people at the expos, I will do a clearing for pain, and typically for the audience there, I would say probably 70% of the audience, maybe 80% when I do a pain clearing, their pain is basically, pretty much gone, we'll say. And the people who maybe still have some left over, and I have people raise their hands, so right away who is feeling, and having pain. Then what I'll do is an entity one. And then after I do the entity, the pain goes away because the entities are giving them pain. But if you didn't know about entities at all, you could do everything in the world to get cleared, and it probably wouldn't do any good for you until you get rid of the entities. But everything does help. So it's sort of like, like maybe making a cake mix and you don't have all the ingredients, but it tastes pretty good, but, may not be exactly what you thought it would be like because you left out one of the ingredients. And then all of a sudden you just happen to stumble upon the ingredient, you put it in, just like doing the clearings. You may just do a clearing. Maybe you got an issue with your foot or something, and you did a bunch of clearings on it. And a lot of the pre ones, and it's maybe 80% better. And then all of a sudden, you're wondering what's going on, and you say, well, I think I'll just do just for the heck of it, abandonment clearing. I didn't feel quite right when I was here, born, and I kind of felt like my parents abandoned me, and you can go on and on. Your parents may have had that. So I'll just do and just for the heck of it, and all of a sudden you do that clearing, and voila, you're better. And you go, well, maybe I should have done that clearing first, but no, everything adds up to, the end result of having, wellness. So you don't know which one is going to really help you. And so you go into the clearings, the energetic bodies is what you know is wrong with you. We'll say if you're in fear, anger, maybe you use your sensory body a lot, maybe empathic body, you start clearing these things out of you because they're contaminated and they're all going to help you. And then all of a sudden you do something and all of a sudden it falls back into place. That's why we have the magnetic twisted body clearing. So anyway, that's kind of the way it works. And that's what you want to do, is just do clearings and take the most obvious ones. And then from there, fine tune it. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you. So then there was another section of that. It says my list so far, so they're letting us know what they have done. And even in just these couple of different ones that they've done, they've obviously experienced a lot of healing. It says, I did a 3-day intensive, shackle call, spirit in the box, and a sensory call, body jumpstart, alien removal for 1 month, emotional, mental, entity, fear, whole life and unlimited, death barcodes, mind of the body death barcodes. They said they did quite a few. Baptismal clearing. They say, I mention this because I really feel you need to do as Ron is guiding us to do and flush everything out. And then the last part says, I am doing as much as possible for my four horses. I am seeing improvements in the areas of health and emotions. Too long to explain here, but I can see the difference, and I know they love it when I play archives while doing barn chores. So appreciative. Words can't explain it.
That's great. Yeah. The archives are there to reinforce what maybe clearings you've done in the past, okay? So it's like a backup for you, and you can get a little more energy, like a little booster shot through the different types of archives that, we have. But sometimes it will have an issue on there that, maybe you thought you already cleared, but maybe we go a little deeper, or maybe I talk about it slightly different than what you thought you heard. And you start hearing more archives. It's sort of like when I do things, it's maybe like I'm talking in parables, sort of, So you're hearing one thing one time, and maybe you turn on another show, just pick one, and you're hearing the same clearing, but it's described slightly different. And that's because some people, needed you know, the understanding of having it sold it to them a little differently. But all in all, the clearings work 100%. I get people sometimes asking me if it worked right, and, you know, if they do it, it works. So there's nothing wrong with doing anything, you know, that you can mess up on. And the newest one that we've been doing more recently, in the last maybe 3 weeks, is the mind of the body barcode. So that one is very, very, I won't say it's intense, but the amount of clearing and healing that you get off of that one is phenomenal. So I would recommend, if you're listening as a newbie, most people who have heard most of the shows that we've had, maybe listened to us for a year or more, you know about the death barcode, and I think almost everybody has done that one. And now you have the opportunity to go back into that again and to, you know, do it for your mind and your body. And if you're brand new listening, you want to email me then so I can tell you how many death barcodes you have, and then you want to clear those. And then I can tell you also what your mind of the body barcodes are. And they're a lot more than the regular death barcodes. I think I probably have been up to 350 for some people. Most people might have, 40 to 80 of them, typically. But some people also, you know, are, you know, having a lot of stuff done to them. You get that mind of the body cleared, that's your internal healer, energetic body, and that's your internal doctor, we'll call it. And, you know, if he's, you know, being put asleep or something, or taken offline by the aliens, you're not going to be able to heal very well. So mind of the body clearing is very, very important to your well-being. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you. Yes, I did that, and I had done the mind of the body previously because I had it and ran it. But when I did the death barcodes, it really seemed to just hit it out of the ballpark. Like, it really worked. And wow. Yeah, so I thank you. I don't know how you figured out that was the next thing to do, but that was very good that you figured it out. So we're very appreciative. Always let us know if there's anything else. Okay, so this next one says alien human hybrid tracking barcode. Hi, do you run the alien human hybrid tracking barcode? How do you do it? I'm not sure if that's a free clearing or not.
I would have to check on that one. I don't have my computer up right now.
There is one.
I don't know if it's one of the free clearings or if it's integrated with the other clearing, which would be in the alien attack page. I'm just not sure.
I'm not either. I'm, for some reason, I'm drawing a blank. I feel like maybe I did it. Alien human hyper tracking. Yeah, I think it is a free one. Let me just check really quick. Do you want a topic to speak about, Ron? Ooh, here's one. The bone density clearing was profound, and I benefited immensely. I am feeling stronger, and my knees no longer buckle when I take my long walks. A special clearing on the bones would be welcomed. Thank you so much for all you do. Do you remember doing that?
I remember doing something on one of the calls maybe a week ago, week and a half ago or something, I think. I've had people requesting that I could do something like that, or they'd like it if I could do a longer session, maybe on one of the Saturday calls, you know, as a special call. So I need to see if that's a possibility. If it is, it'll be near the end of the year here. We'll just see how many people might want to have that. I know it's on an archive, so. Anyway, I guess I'll turn it back over to you. And there's so much that everybody has wrong with them, and not knowing it until you start digging deep, and you know, maybe you hear one of the shows that we have, and I clear something, you go, man, I had this pain for my whole life, and it's gone. Then you wonder, well, what else could I have? And you know, it's like a shackle call. That one's intense, and so is a pin call. And all of a sudden, you get this stuff off of you, and you go, wow, I never knew that I could have shackles on me. Sounds really weird, you know. Especially when I talk to my friends about it, they look at me like I'm crazy. But man, I had this neck ache for my whole life, and it's gone. And that's, you know, proof's in the pudding, you know. In fact, I'll do that right now for everybody, give you a little sample of the shackle energies here. Normally I do pins, but here's a shackle energy being released. So I want to work on your neck. And somehow they, you know, they come from timelines. So unfortunately, you know, I don't know how many timelines I'm clearing. You know, I might clear, let's just say I clear 50 timelines, but you may have 200 of them, you know. And so I just don't know how many people are on these timelines. But here we go. And so somebody wondered, why do we have to have another pin call? You know, I had a pin call, and I maybe have been maybe 4 or 5 pin calls, I think, maybe over the last 3 years. And, you know, you would think that doing one call should alleviate everything, but somehow it doesn't, unfortunately. And here we go. But we'll do shackles here on your neck. So you might want to move your neck around a little bit, just see how it's feeling. You know, you're going to know how it feels because your neck has been with you for your whole life, and you know the amount of movement that you have, and maybe you got a glitch, what do they call it, a hitch in the get-along or something, you know? So I don't know if it relates to your neck or not, but anyway, you have something going on that you don't know about. So here we go. I'm going to take some shackles off the backside of you here, and most of these shackles are kind of, they're energetic, number one, and number two, they're physical. So if you're living on a timeline that is dealing with, you know, the medieval days or even the slavery days when they put shackles around people, you know, a metal thing around your neck, you've seen those in the, you know, the slavery movies and stuff with the Afro-Americans. And, you know, they have chains on them attached to them and chains on their feet and, you know, just awful things happening. And the people who were in the boats, rowing the boats over here, we'll say, with the oars, they were all shackled up. So that's, you could be on one of those timelines right now, living physically, having this thing on you, and it's all resonating back to you here, even though it could have happened 500 years ago or further. So here we go. Let's work on your neck so it's energetic. And it is also physical if you're on that timeline because you're living that right now. So let's take it off your neck now. So there's a some people have a couple of these. One person has like 4. So I'm going to take off the first one. And just kind of picture like a clamp that maybe has a pin going through the back of it, and then it hinges around, and they put a bolt through it. And maybe they put a chain on the front or the back. And that's normally attached to something alongside of you, or it could be attached to your waist with a shackle around your waist, and you have one also attached to your ankles. But we'll just work with the neck one right now. So here we go, taking the shackle off you. So I'm going to release this pin that's there. And, you know, it could have been put on with a sledgehammer or something. And it can't come off. And here we go, releasing this here. Okay, that one's released, and I'll do number 2 shackle around your neck. So here we go. And it could even be different types of metals. So if you're kind of checking this out, you might see even a different color of metal. Here we go. This one's coming off. And here we go. That one's off. And chain's also off now, off those two. They were hooked together. And now next one here. Third shackle on your neck, and maybe you didn't have the first one, but maybe you got the second and third, you know. Here we go. And this one's harder to get off here. It's actually a wider neck brace on you. The first ones are sort of maybe half-inch diameter, what I was kind of picking up. And this one here is more like about 3 inches, so it could actually cause scarring. Okay, coming off. There, that one just came off. There we go, that's released. Chain's off. And the last one here, this one here is closest to your top of your neck here, underneath your jaw, in a sense. Okay, here we go. And taking this one off. Some people have this shackle attached to a chain going over the top of their head. So we'll get that off too. And I take the chain off first, going around on the top of your head to hold it in place. And it's like it's kind of prevented people from talking a lot. Okay, chain's coming off there. Just came off. And now we're going to take the shackle off you. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. That one's off. Okay, so that's a little sample, but it's not really a sample. This is real, and it's taken off of you. So that's what we do on the shackle calls. And I haven't done a shackle call for quite a while, but anyway, we'll see if we have any comments coming in. All right, Michelle, back to you.
Oh, thanks so much, Ron. That was fantastic. Yay, I'm always glad to have particularly neck work done, so that's really great. Thank you so much. Okay, so I did find out about, the alien-human hybrid tracking barcode is one of the free ones. It is in the drop-down list. Apparently, it's been a while since I've looked at it, so thank you, listener, for writing that in. There are 7 parts. Each one is 180 minutes each. But I've looked at it, Ron. It looks like it is possible to click step 1, which is a round box. And then step 2 through 7 is a square box. So you can have them all at the same time and then press start healing for 180 minutes. Is that okay to clear them all at the same time?
I wouldn't do that.
Okay.
It's up to you. The square boxes, you can click them all on and it can do that. But, what happens is, your body normally doesn't talk to you, okay? And so, but your mind is looking at this here because your eyes are getting big and you go, wow, I got all these things I can click on. Your mind's having a field day with it. And it goes, yeah, I can do all these here. My mind works fine. My mind says I can do it. But your body might be going, wait a minute here. What's going to happen to me during this process? How much do I have to integrate as the stuff's being released from me? So I would always be very cautious on doing something like this, especially with the alien stuff. But, if your body does talk to you, then you might be okay. I wouldn't really give 100% truth to using the pendulum because you have an alien inside of your body making that pendulum turn, and it wants you to have pain. So it can say, yeah, I'll spin this thing to a yes or something. So you can do all these at once. I would just take your time at it. And just know that it's working. And it allows you to sense and maybe feel the energy leaving you. So I wouldn't do too many at one time. Back to you.
Okay. So there's several steps. So do each one at a time. That sounds good. I think that's probably what the listener wanted to know so that they didn't do too much too fast. Okay. So I'm looking to see if anybody has written in anything about the healing that we just did. And I'm just going to try and get there. My computer's being a little bit slow tonight. But that's okay. It's still working. Everything's good. Okay. Let's see here. Well, we don't have any just yet, but this one is a request. It says, would Ron kindly do an orb clearing on the show and a jellyfish clearing? I have been having upsetting dreams.
Okay, so let's do an orb that's black in color. take that one off of you. It could be anywhere inside of your body or external, attached to you, stuck on your skin, maybe floating around you with energetic cords attached to you. So here we go, releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that one's released. And jellyfish, okay? So they're normally on the top of your head, and the energies come down the side of your body with the tentacles to connect to your skin, to work with your consciousness, your memory of your body, as your cells hang on to things, cellular memory, and it can bring forth that information into your dream state. So I'm going to take that away from you right now. So one, get rid of the jellyfish energy, and that's what's on the movie Avatar. If you watch that, that's what the tree was. The tree of life was like a jellyfish, and knowing everything that's going on. But anyway, here we go. So, and that was like a mind control movie. As I guess the person's name was Jake, I think, the male player who came into that realm. And then he got on top of that flying bird and then said, "You're mine now," or something like that, telling it that it's now in control of it, you know, mind control programming the bird to do what he wanted it to do. Not good, but it's awareness, so you might understand what was going on there. So let's go release the jellyfish. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Okay. So we had an event, I guess, a couple Mondays ago, I think. I think that was the 21st, I believe. And that event brought in people who were observing the event, participating. And when I watched the vehicles coming from the north going south after the event where I live, the cars had lots of energy like in a bubble. I go, "Well, that's really strange." And then a day later, I looked at it again, and I saw each car with that energy had a long body of a octopus in the car with that person. So I would say that by the people watching that event, they were given freely a pet octopus to be with them, maybe even controlling their bodies and living inside of them. So that's what I perceive happened during that event. So don't shake hands with anybody. You may get more than one hand touching you. So back to you.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. And it's so interesting, Ron. I go sometimes to maybe like a different store, like maybe a craft store or something, and in certain movies, there's this whole recent, very recent fascination with octopuses and squids and things like that, like little characters in movies or little like things that you can have in your home, like decorations or something. And I'm always like, oh, goodness. I don't even want to look at them.
I would probably say, and I'm probably correct with this, that the everybody talks about the aliens or reptilians or this and the that, you know. I would almost bet to say that the octopus energy is the main energy on this planet controlling it. And so whatever is working through them or their life form itself in the Beyondo, that's the problem that we have here, is the octopus energies. And when you look at it, like on the History Channel or something like that, where they research the octopus, it is the only thing out there that, I won't say the only, but it's very high tech and it can shapeshift and match to its environment. So anyway, that gets us back into shapeshifters and things in people's bodies, but that's what I saw. And so we now have all the people that were looky-loos probably are actually now infested with octopus energies. Mm. Oh, back to you. That'll be the new species, probably. So the clones now probably are united with their another alien counterpart, which would be the octopus energies. So back to you.
Would it be helpful for us to know what that energy entails? Like, does it affect your heart or something?
At this moment, I don't know.
Okay. All right. Somebody, it says here, placenta call and special calls to do the new Earth transport. They're wondering, do we log the special calls like the placenta call on the new Earth transport?
No, whatever I do with you on a special call or the whatever call you're on, there's no need for you to enter that into that new Earth transport clearing. It's not needed. It's already done automatically.
Awesome. All right, thank you. And another person has requested, can you clear the eclipse energy? There's still some lingering. People are still talking about it. Newspapers are still covering this story as well.
No, I'm not going to touch it.
Okay.
I've done a lot of work on it, and a lot of times they're trying to bring people back into the energy as they're communicating stuff to you about it. So, no, I'm not going to venture off to do that.
Okay. But if somebody individually wants to do more of that on their own, there is the planet star cording removal, and you could probably click the moons and then next to your name write something to help, like the eclipse, to get that off. That's a really good...
Yeah, what I would do, I'd probably get into that alien attack page. I would go into that and deal with that energy like a shapeshifter or something, and, you know, do that continuously for a month and see if it comes off of you. Rephrasing that, I'd probably do it 3 to 5 times a day on that clearing, or leave it up and just let it run. Some people think that because the light shift is, say, all-knowing and everything else, you know, that one time is enough. No, it's not, because remember, you're dealing in the alien time matrix reality where source energy only works in the present moment. So you need to get on board with yourself and keep doing something, because you're in time. And one moment connects to the next moment, so you got to keep up the clearings. So back to you.
Okay, very good. All right, this one says, they're wondering about clearing themselves. It says, individually, to my feeling, anxiety, sensory, and judgment bodies, as I do not have these clearings, I did a number of commands that my spirit released to Creation Lightship, my self-criticism, judgments of my features, and I then put those in the new Earth transporter. Does this work, Ron?
Well, your spirit doesn't have enough horsepower to typically release what your, you know, desires are or what you're thinking about. Remember, it's probably less than 1% whole from what it used to be when it first came here, so... your spirit's pretty wounded and doesn't have enough horsepower to do a lot of the things that you think that it could or should. So you need to go in and do a whole lifetime clearing, which will help your spirit to empower it, but it still won't give your spirit enough horsepower to really work with yourself, unfortunately. Remember, when you get pain in your body, your spirit's gone. When you need it the most, it's not with you. So that's the way it works. And it's unfortunate. It's just been too diluted here. And, you know, its energy of itself has been stolen so many times. And each lifetime that you incarnate, when you're born, you have X amount of spirit. When you leave here, you have less than that. So that's just the way it works. So as far as commanding something out of you like that, it might take away the thought that you're looking at. It could probably do that fine. But you could have a million thoughts on it. So just clearing one thought is kind of, you know, like a moot point. You know, it's not going to really do much for you because that one thought will be gone. What about the next one coming up? That's why we have whole lifetime clearings. And if you wanted to do something that's not listed on the website, then you could go into the special clearing, which is a whole lifetime clearing for your special situation or incident. And that gives it the physical body. So back to you.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you. All right. We did get a couple in about the shackle call. It says, thanks so much for the shackle clearing. My neck feels somewhat better. Okay. And another one that says, my body jerked uncontrollably, more so during the third and fourth shackle removal. My neck is so much more lighter, and so is my whole body. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're still carrying, or you were carrying the weight of those chains on you, okay? And so, you know, that's, you're probably in the physical reality of the darkness, okay? And you're on a timeline, just like you are throughout every day of your life. And the energy is there with that shackle on you, because you're living that lifetime. And this is not like a airy-fairy thing where you go, oh, yeah, right, you know. This actually happens. And so what just got released from you and everybody listening, and it will work three times on the archive, so by all means, tell your friends to come to your house, whether they're open or not, to what we're doing, and have them listen to the shackle removal. And you're going to probably watch them you know, change as their eyes get really big and a lot of their pain goes away, especially if you have somebody who has a chronic neck pain. So that's why I have it for three times, for you to help other people to get the word out so that they can feel better and get on board and, you know, work toward ascension to get out of here. You know, you can't think your way out of ascension or being off this planet. That's the darkness. They will never give you a way out, because you're stuck in the matrix of their mind control controlling you. So it's like asking a master who has slaves, well, will you please let me go? And they may have paid good money for you, and they're not going to let you go, you know. So that's kind of another situation that people think they can do. They can think their way out of something. So, hello, it's impossible. So back to you.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. And how many of us have had that in our past life? Or I often wonder about animals that are being chained as well. Could this help clear them if we could we do it on our animals? Would it help, you think?
Well, I didn't do it for animals on this particular setting. If we do a shackle call on a Saturday, then yeah, you could include your animals, yes. So back to you.
Okay. And another person did write in about it as well. They said they felt them leaving big time and had a visual of them leaving. They said they felt a wide pin. My neck jerked as it was being removed, and I saw the related chain. And then the last one says, feeling much more movement in my neck from these being released. And thank you, Ron.
So yeah, so awesome. Like I say, you don't know what's going on with you. You don't know what you don't know. And you do know something when you feel better. You know, so like I said, you could have a problem, a chronic pain or something wrong with your neck, whatever that would be, for your whole lifetime. And all of a sudden it's released and you start scratching your head. Because it does sound kind of weird having a shackle on you, you know, and all of a sudden you feel better, and well, that's what it is, you know, the proof's in the pudding, you know, and you just had it released and it's gone. Don't look back. Don't bring it into your reality. And the worst thing that could happen is somebody could see you and say, hey, you know, you used to have your neck, your head, you know, twisted to the right, you know, maybe 1 inch, and now you're standing up more erect or something. What happened? You know, just say, you know, don't even talk to them about it, because you don't want them to have you start to look at something to try to figure out what happened, because your mind will do that. Remember, the darkness gave you the mind to be inquisitive and to investigate things. And that's the worst thing you can do is go into investigation. Don't look back. Excuse me. Just move on with your life. It's fixed. And you're good to go. Back to you.
Okay, great. Yeah, once the healing is done, then write us a testimonial and then let it go. Okay. This one says, could you please do a clearing for a manager position that I've interviewed 3 weeks ago for and I still have not heard anything? I would appreciate it. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Well, I'd go into your psychic billboard. What I hear you asking me is that you want me to try to change the energy, like the dark side does, to make you get a job. Now, I don't do that. It's up to you to change your energy to become more maybe job worthy. So go in and do your psychic billboard, first of all, because maybe your psychic billboard, since they're still looking at you, they're looking at the psychic billboard too. So what's on your psychic billboard? Did you do a psychic billboard clearing before you did the job interview? And did you also do the self-empowerment clearing, which kind of goes hand-in-hand with it, so you can get rid of some of your weak points? So that's what I would suggest doing. I'm not going to do something to try to clear the energy so you get a job. What if you got an awful job? You're going to blame me because your boss is horrible and I gave you that job? No, I don't do stuff like that. It's up to you to clear yourself out. So back to you.
Okay, thank you. This one says, I attended the clone call last Thursday for the first time and was wanting to know that if in the future I cannot attend live, how do I tell the light being doctors what condition I want to have removed? For example, do I write it down and keep it near me? And can I write down conditions to be removed for my other family members on the same paper?
Well, on the clone call, it's only for you. So if you paid for your friends and family, neighbors, and you want to give them that benefit, so maybe you have 10 people, so you pay $200 to have 10 people on that call, and you could look at them and maybe see what kind of clearing they might need, write it on a piece of paper. You could do that. You could also maybe put a picture of them on your computer, so the computer screen will be, in a sense, the light beam's looking at the picture. So it's kind of up to you. What do? Well, you have to request, clearings each time we do a number count, if it's going to be on one of the weekly calls that I do. So anything else that you want to add? We have about a minute to go there, Michelle.
Okay. I'll just finish the rest of this email. It says, in addition, if you are on the clone removal call and halfway through the call, all the clones with that condition have been removed, what would the light being doctors do for the remainder of the call? Will they automatically locate other clones for us with other health conditions?
Getting too mental.
Okay. Think of another thing.
Yeah, just that's too mental.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that is our show for the Wednesday night.
Okay, so to bring you into the present moment here, which you should already be, but this is what you want to do daily, maybe every hour if you can. This is called the Mind to Heart Drop, and it takes 20 seconds to put you in the present moment. Here we go. So you want to command your spirit out loud. This is what you're doing to help you. So you command your spirit. You say, and I'll command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. And if you're sensitive, you're going to feel the energy of your thoughts moving, from your head, into your mouth, down your throat, and into your heart center. That's why we do it 3 times. So here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. You must repeat it out loud. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, blessings. Have a wonderful evening. And tell your friends about the Shackle release tonight. And maybe get 20 people in a room and play the archive. It'll probably be up in a couple of days. Blessings, everybody. We'll see you later. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, all the callers that called in or emailed. And thank you, listeners. Bye, everybody.